Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got a great show tonight. I've got a few little announcements we've got to make first before we get going. Ashley continues the East Eddie Roadshow through March. And she's got presentations on multidimensional contact in Shasta, Ashland, Eugene, Portland. And if you want to check out more of the upcoming events, just go to the eSETIEvents.com. And they're also taking applications for seasonal crew. They want to help us out at eSETI, go forward. And we've got the early bird registration for John Vivanco's remote viewing course here at eSETI. And that's ends March 15th. So that's going to be an awesome one. He's remote viewed the mountain, the ships, a lot of the footage that we've shot, and came back with some very accurate information. So that's going to be a great, and I think part of the workshop will be remote viewing the mountain with the people that are part of the workshop. But there's been so much going on lately. The powers that were can no longer deny a big shakeup is around the corner. And we'll talk about that on the show. There's so many things happening. It's going to be quite a show. But they've been censoring and shutting down a lot of people on the internet, and that's what we wanted to cover, just part of the topics in tonight's show. And so a lot of you know Jordan Sather. He's an author, a speaker, a freelance journalist, and he hosts his own show on YouTube, Destroying the Illusion 2.0. And he's been on the show before, so we're not going to go into a long bio, but without any further ado, I want to bring Jordan on. Jordan, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How's it going, James?
I figure I better get you on the show quick before they censor, they shut this show down. You know, but,
I know. I should ask you now. Are there any words I should say on this show? I don't want to get you a community guideline strike from Blog Talk Radio now.
Oh my God, they've been censoring us for probably 7 or 8 years, and shadow banning us and doing all that stuff. We've been watching it and observing it and trying to figure out how to get around it, but. I think in a way this is good because now it's all coming up to the surface. Everybody's seeing it and seeing what's going on. And finally, you know, something's going to be done about it, hopefully.
Yeah, and really what's being done about it is people are realizing that they need to go to alternative platforms. And really the big wigs, the big monopolies, the corporatocracies that rule the systems that rule over us, the jig is up for them. The light's on them, the limelight's on them, and they can't continue their evil practices.
Yeah, I've seen several lawsuits that are coming up. I don't know if you're participating in some of those, but let's kind of go through some of the people they banned. I know, you know, Alex Jones, Jerome Corsi, uh-huh. Your site, True Lies. Who else have they banned that you're aware of?
Yeah, so really it all kind of started about, for people that really aren't kind of aware of the nitty-gritty of what's going on with the YouTube censorship, it all started right after the Florida shooting a couple weeks ago. And right after that, we saw kind of the same faces being shown around all mainstream media talking about gun control and a bunch of what looked like to be, in my opinion, crisis actors and various actors being utilized, various props or patsy people, you know, being shown up on the mainstream media. And when we were talking about them on our YouTube channel, they gave us community guideline strikes and they didn't really specify the reason, but a lot of people just start getting strike after strike. I got 3 within a matter of about 4 days, and that's what took my channel down. And so far, I've seen a list of, at least of channels I know that have been taken down. There's mine, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, one. His whole channel got taken down a few days ago. And like you mentioned, InfoWars, they didn't get taken down. And Dr. Jerome Corsi, luckily he's gotten his channel back. There's a handful of people, like you, that have actually gotten their channels back. But I think the latest count I've seen is up to like 60 to 70 different channels. I think the last count I saw was 71 channels that were all taken down, with only maybe 10 of them being reinstated since. So
yeah,
there's been quite a purge. And it was as if, like, I mean, looking back on it now, it's as if when the Florida shooting happened and they started putting these, I'll call them kids, these children, all over the media, it's like they were baiting people to use their real names and to talk about the subject just so the YouTube and Google Analytics would flag their videos, whatever they were talking in, and then the censor analyst would be able to check it out and give it a guideline strike. So it was as if it was a whole like operation just to ban people, just to flag their content and then give them a strike and just start banning all of these channels that were speaking these subjects.
Yeah, I know CNN played a big part in that. They were giving people scripted things to say and setting people up, and then they shoved the people that had a lot to say, that had a different narrative, to the back of the room. You know, and that was going on quite a bit, and those people are coming out. And luckily, Fox News has given them, a chance to air their story about what they feel and what happened there. And, you know, going back to that story, we just did a whole show on it last week, but there are so many holes in that story. And I don't know if we'll ever find out the truth, because when we uncovered all the holes, now they're plugging the holes up. They're bringing like other kids in to plug the holes up. But when you get the first narrative from the kids, from the kids' mouth about what happened, you know, you've got multiple shooters, you've got people dressed in full SWAT gear, you've got, you know, all of that, all the pieces that point in the direction.
Oh yeah, and it all came out so fast.
Stand down, don't go in till it's done shooting, basically. It just reeks of drills ahead of time, and people going to zones, being sent to zones, you know, that were right toward, they're herding people right towards the shooter. The whole thing was just insane when you look it up. But I'm really hoping the Attorney General for Florida, she's on this thing, and I hope they don't shut her up, and the governor, because they said there's so many holes in the story that they've been lied to, and they're going to get down to the truth. So we'll see what happens. Have you heard any more?
No, that's everything I've heard so far. I mean, it's kind of like, on one hand, because I lost my YouTube channel over that subject, I haven't talked about it all that much in recent days. But also on the other hand, it's like, it's so obvious that I don't need to necessarily, I don't feel like I need to spend all that much time on that subject just because it was. But it's like, it was so obvious, it was almost too obvious, you know? It's like they wanted us to start talking about all this just so they could bring in the censorship. And Google, I mean, at the end of in December, there was news articles going around about Google hiring 10,000 people, actual humans, to start patrolling through their videos now. And the Daily Caller just released about a week ago that it was the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that was secretly contracting with YouTube to be the censorship.
Yeah, we all know who they are.
Yeah,
you know, they're...
Yeah. And so it's blatantly obvious that there's some serious bias, some serious targeting. Like, it's honestly targeting. After I lost my first channel, I started my second one really quickly after the 2.0, the Destroying the Illusion 2.0 channel. I had put one of my videos, it was an interview that I did with Liz Croken, where we were talking about a lot of pretty dark subjects and Pizzagate, Pedogate, and QAnon and whatnot. We were, but subjects that need to be talked about. I had this interview on my first channel for 2 months. I did it at the beginning of January, and it was on that channel for 2 months, never a strike. And that main channel got terminated, so I had an archive of that interview. I uploaded it to my second channel, right when I uploaded it to my second channel, I got another strike on that. So I actually have had 4 strikes so far. A terminated channel and one on my second channel. So over that interview that was up on my, that was up for 2 months with no issue, but oh, now it's an issue. So now now that I'm being targeted, it's an issue. So
well, I heard somebody went over to GTube and they got hit there. They got nailed on GTube.
I haven't heard anything about that. I just started uploading stuff to DTube, and now that YouTube's doing their thing, people aren't getting reinstated as fast as they should. I still have yet to be, but now people are going to the alternative. And what are the alternatives? Is DTube platform? I'm uploading videos there. But I haven't heard of anybody having issues there.
Yeah, I just heard some guy, and I can't verify it, so this is unverifiable, but I'm going to really look into that and find out, you know, because I'd hate to move everything over and then find out, you know, that's following in the same direction. But
yeah, and especially since it's kind of a little bit of a hassle to move your stuff over to the DTube platform, because you have to apply for an account, and they have to review your application because it's on the blockchain. So it's not so simple of just signing up and getting a password and a login code. You actually have to wait and get reviewed, and it could take up to a couple of weeks. And then once that's done, you start uploading your content. But DTube doesn't have the power that YouTube has, of course, because YouTube has Google behind it. So uploading to DTube, you just can't upload large files. You have to cut down the bit rate and the definition and whatnot. So it's a little more complicated. But I don't know. I haven't had any issues with YouTube so far. And a lot of people are also going to BitChute, BitChute, because that's like it's a pretty basic alternative YouTube. There's no censorship on it, which is great.
We're thinking about just to be on the safe side to mirror our stuff on these other sites.
Yeah.
Because we've watched like Facebook and things like that. We've watched these accounts, and especially our newsletter and things like that, and our YouTube channel. All of a sudden, we've got all these people signing up, and it goes up to 10,000 like overnight. And then all of a sudden it just stops and there's nobody else. And you're going, wait a second, how could it be growing that fast? And all of a sudden it just ends. It just stops. You know, somebody's messing with it. There's no doubt, you know, about it. That's been going on with us for years, you know? So in a way, I'm sorry people lost their sites, but another way, it's going to create an uprising. I'm almost glad, because it's going to create an uprising and people are going to find either alternative matters or there's going to be a bill of rights, you know, an internet bill of rights.
I was just thinking that the people are definitely calling for an internet bill of rights now, where it's, it would wrangle in these larger platforms, because this is the catch-22. I mean, we don't want to be on YouTube. We want to be getting people off of the large platforms onto alternative, more free sites and whatnot. But at the same time, if I simply uploaded all of my videos to BitChute or all of my videos to DTube, it's kind of me preaching to the choir. I mean, most people there have somewhat of the same viewpoints and the same leans. So we want to be reaching people that are unaware of the message and don't really get it quite yet. I mean, we need to still reach back where they're at, which is on mainly YouTube. So it's kind of this balancing act in the meantime, like how much energy are you going to give to what platform? The cool thing about BitChute is that when you sign up for an account there, you can plug in your channel URL and it'll automatically upload your videos from YouTube over to BitChute. So that one doesn't take hardly any effort.
Nice. Yeah, we'll have to do that. That's something we're going to have to do.
Yeah, you'll have to do that. It'd be good for you to do.
Because we've got some footage. Yeah, we're going to be uploading some footage that's just going to blow people's minds. I mean, clear footage of you know, craft, physical craft, all kinds of stuff. And we're getting ready to do a major, you know, major announcement here. But
awesome.
You know, bring the truth out, you know, get the real questions answered, not just, you know, is it nuts and bolts? You know, was Roswell real? What's the other things? You know, it's like, come on, guys.
40-year-old questions that they're still stuck on.
Yeah, it's almost like 60-year-old or more. But it's just like, when are they going to give this up? I mean, they're here. We know they're here. Why they're here? Who are they? And if they are extremely advanced beings, you know, they're probably very wise and very spiritual, and they probably have technology that can help turn this planet around. So, you know, let's go in that direction. But unfortunately, you know, we've got the status quo putting out these disclosure things that go nowhere every time. It's all the same players, you know. It's the controlled narrative. But anyway, getting back on track, I have a lot of off track things I want to talk about too, to see what you've seen about it. But I know they've been just taking people out. It does seem to be anything about, if you talk about what happened in Vegas, what really happened in Vegas, and if you talk about this other shooting and even Sandy Hook, all those things, you know, are big red flags. And so anybody that has an alternative viewpoint about these mass shootings that's not part of the status quo, where they want to just take away and disarm everybody, seems to be those are their targets.
Yeah, exactly.
I know there's some other buzzwords they like that they get irritated about.
Another what word?
There's other buzzwords that really irritate them. Even if you start talking about the lamestream media, you know, the CIA, the CNN is the CIA network. You know, actually Anderson Cooper worked for the CIA before he went over.
Right.
We went over to CNN.
There's such a revolving door connection between all these media people and politicians. Like Mika, Brzezinski on MSNBC.
Yeah.
That's big. I mean, the late, luckily, I don't want to say luckily he passed away, but maybe luckily. How do you even say his name? The big new Brzezinski?
Zbigniew.
The Council on Foreign Relations guy.
Yeah.
So it's
and
like
all this, you know, I can't even listen to these shows anymore. I can't listen to CNN. As soon as I see it pops up on the YouTube, if I'm watching something, CNN pops up, and I just like, cancel, you know, like I can't even listen anymore because it's just nasty, unfounded accusations and lies. That's all they have.
And it breaks my heart when I go into public places like airports and gyms and whatnot, because if CNN is stuck on the TVs, and I've actually talked to some people, and they say that they get these TVs and they're contracted with CNN pre-programmed on there, and they can't change the channel. So some places you go, like if you go to airports and all they have on is CNN, it's because they can't change the channel.
Yeah, that's typical.
So bad.
Well, you know, it says in the NASA papers, if you find the real NASA papers, and they have CNN listed in there. They said they're going to be used as the mind control project, you know, Project Mockingbird, you know, they're going to use that as a program. And they list CNN and a couple other ones in there. So it's like, hello, you know, it's like, change the channel, you know, that you're not going to hear truth there. But,
yeah, good news is CNN's ratings are dropping drastically. I think last I heard, Fox News is top rated. They get over 2 million primetime viewers a night, and I think CNN gets under like 500,000. They're like a fifth of Fox News. Not saying Fox News is amazing and they have all the truth in the world. There's still some things I see on there that are still fit into the stat quo narrative, but there is a lot of surprisingly great stuff I've seen come out of Fox News lately. And people like Tucker Carlson and Hannity, they're kicking ass. And it's been said that they even have security details because of some of the FISA stuff that they're dropping. Like they need to be protected. and
yeah, definitely.
Journalists.
I've been watching. Yeah, I've been watching them to just see what's really going on. But I know they're limited too, because, you know, if they told the truth about what's really going on, and I know they know it, they're aware of it, but they're putting the brakes on it because they know the you know, social consciousness or the masses just couldn't handle it yet. They can't come on the air and say, by the way, you know, you've been governed by satanic baby sacrificing human human flesh eating politicians for quite some time, and they are heavy into child trafficking and drugs, and by the way, they hold the highest powers of office, or have held the highest powers of office. You know, of course they can't do that. People couldn't handle that. You know, so they're bringing a little bit of the time. I think they can handle it, but I think, I don't know, the more I get out into society, the more I go, wow. And watch people having meltdowns right now just because they still believe in Hillary, you know, as the savior. I don't know. They have meltdowns when they're confronted with the facts.
Right? Or they want Oprah or Joe Biden to run for president.
Their careers have already been toasted. They have so much dirt on those guys that they're, you know, and then Eric Holder's talking about running for president. Good luck with that. Him and Obama are probably going to be cellmates here pretty quick.
that's what it might be looking like is coming down the pipe, is that Obama is going to get outed for having a foreign birth certificate, being a Kenyan.
Yeah.
And exactly. There's going to be a video of Hillary Clinton released. Now, it's not going to be anything that, like you were just saying, people can't handle the deepest, darkest stuff, so it's not going to be that. But some are saying that it's going to be something that implicates beyond all doubt, and it might have to do with Judge Scalia, the Supreme Court judge that was essentially
murdered.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it might be something that has to do with him, or FISA or whatnot. But it will absolutely lead to indictments and whatnot. And also, what people are saying as well is that that indictment count is now, last official count, it's up to over 18,000, about 18,500.
Mm-hmm. 500. And, yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, and it's people are saying, and what, you know, this Q insider, whistleblower, whatever you want to call it, is saying, is that track the resignations, track all the CEOs and the heads of corporations that have been stepping down over the last few months. And it could very well be that we're seeing that indictment list right there. Like, that could be some of those indictments and arrests that are going to take place, might already be taking place. All of these CEOs that are resigning, I mean, it's an absurd mm-hmm. amount of CEOs and heads of NGOs, non-government organizations and whatnot, you know, that have all been stepping down. You know, like Google, the CEO of Google, Eric Schmidt, stepped down. Wonder why. All this is coming down the pipe. There's just, you know. So,
I made some phone calls to some people, and I can't even mention their names. But they are on the highest level of economics and the political arena. About, you know, they know exactly what's going on, and they validated all of this. Even there's a guy, I probably shouldn't even say this. There's a guy at Gitmo that, you know, validated the planes landing and new people coming in, and actually, you know, they need more cells, but. You know, so it's like these are sources that are impeccable. It's not just some newscast. It's actually people on the ground.
There's evidence. So much evidence that these mass arrests are, I mean, they're finally taking place. And when you think back like 5 years ago during 2012, when there was all this mass arrest talk and whatnot, there was just no substance to that talk. Like, our mass arrests, are we just going to wake up in the morning and it's just going to happen, and the TVs are going to change to these new stations, and oh, we're going to see these you know, Obama in an orange jumpsuit on television, whatnot. It's like that, it couldn't manifest that way.
And no,
and thinking and sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, from the people I talk to, you know, even, you know, with this GRV, the global revaluation thing, or I don't know, everybody has different names for it, but none of that could happen while these other forces were in place, because, you know, when you release that amount of funds and it goes into the hands of the dark arts, look what they're going to do with it. You know, they have to go down first. And I told people that. I said, this isn't going to happen until these guys are taken out and they're dealt with, and they can't direct those funds into a negative agenda, you know, because look at what they've already done. So their assets had to be frozen or seized. They had to be taken care of. And then it's, and then the rest of it can be done. And basically that has been done. You know, they've done that. They've signed the executive order. They're seizing assets. They're tying these people up. And, you know, the other paperwork is done. I can't talk too much about it, but, you know, the big reevaluation thing, all that's done. We're going to have a new currency here coming out really quickly. You know, they call it the rainbow currency or the treasury notes, but that's all going to be coming out here really quickly. And, you know, I'm not sure how that's all going to roll out. I think within the next 2 weeks, it's going to be undeniable, but it is done. Most of it's signed off and it's ready to go. So, but one thing I was always telling people, it can't happen yet. You cannot release that amount of funds into the dark arts. You know, they've got to be removed first. And the people I were talking to on the highest levels, they said, there's no way this can happen right now, because everybody's going, oh, the funds are coming tomorrow. You know, we're all going to, we're all going to be singing Kumbaya and have $1 trillion and all this stuff. And I said, well, where is this going to come from? And they go, what do you mean? And I said, well, what account is this going to come from? And they could never answer. And they'd have some answer, oh, the gold, you know, this. And that. And I said, well, do you know who controls all that and where it is and how that's going to work? And they go, no. And I said, well, those guys have not transferred anything yet. So these things can't happen because there's nothing there. These accounts are empty that you think this money is going to come from. But now everything's been transferred, so it's going to be happening really quick. But
yeah.
God, I had people just wanting to pull my hair out and come after me. It's like, I go, I'm just being reasonable. I don't want to burst your bubble. You know, this stuff's been talking about since the late 70s. You know, we're all going to, you know, get these notes and have this happen and that happen. And I said, and they always had a reason why it didn't happen. You know. Somebody did this, Bush did this, whatever, you know, they always had a reason. I told people, you know, after about 40 years of somebody giving you excuses, don't you think it's time to give it up and maybe look at, it might be happening differently than you think or the others have told you. But it is happening, but it's not going to happen the way a lot of people think it's going to happen.
I'm not sure how many, like websites I've seen on the internet say that the RV is happening tonight at 12:01. No, tomorrow night at 12:01. No, the next night. And I mean, think, like, the way this is all turning out, though, it seems so divine. Because thinking back to 2012, it's like, how would the alternative media even have done? There definitely wasn't the reach. There wasn't nearly as many people awakened or you know, struck by that awakened chord, if you want to call it that, or even how would an insider come out on 4chan? Nobody, I sure didn't even know what 4chan or 8chan was 4 or 5 years ago. Heck, I barely knew what it was 5 months ago, but I learned. I don't even know what happened 5 years ago, but now just with everything like the Q posting on 4chan and 8chan and the indictments that people are tracking and the flights people are tracking around the country and all the resignations. It's just, it's so divine. It's so amazing how it's all coming out. And in fact, I'm thinking back to when Q first started posting in November. We've come such a long way since then. And it's been 5 months, 4 or 5 months on now. I was like, wow. we're really going to look back on this.
I just tell people go to wherever, go to YouTube and just type in QAnon. And there's a lot of people covering this. Some sites are going down, some are staying up. But, and just always, try to get the recent posts and see what they're saying. And they've been right on. They've been talking about this stuff for a while. And everything they've been saying is happening. They have proof. They have evidence. So, if you want to be informed, that's the best way to go. Is there anything else you want to cover? Is there something like on your to-do list that you want to cover during the show?
Nothing necessarily. I just wanted to mention to people that I started a second YouTube channel, of course, the 2.01, so they can find me there. You can just type in, I think, Destroying the Illusion, and it's the first thing that pops up now. But you can also find my videos on BitChute, DTube, and, of course, I'm on social media, the Facebook and Twitter. For now, I'm toying around with some alternative social media platforms like Gab. Gab is the one that I've heard some people talk about, or a new one popping up called MeWe, M-E-W-E. But, there's so many different platforms that I'm just like, oh, what do I want to get my energy into next? Got to learn another one and integrate it all. But I'll think about dabbling into those. But for now, videos on YouTube, BitChute, DTube, and Twitter, Facebook for the writing.
Yeah, we need to get somebody here that knows how to do all that stuff.
Yeah, I can. I can come over to East Eddy, help you guys out.
Oh, there you go.
I'll be there in July. I want to make it out before then, too.
Yeah, we've got the big visiting. Yeah, Jordan will be speaking at the 4th of July conference, and we have some awesome speakers. Just go to EastEddyEvents.com if you want to find out more about that. But this is going to be an incredible, incredible group coming out.
I'm super excited for it. It's going to be more fun than last year. I'm going to bring a drone this time, and my goal is to get a ship on 4K video.
Oh, there you go. I tell you, that's going to be real easy, because last night I walked out for 10 minutes and I was with a friend of mine, and we walked out and I looked, big ship right over our heads. I got it on film. And then I turned around and there's one going just above the top of the pyramid behind the house. It was that low, and it went across and it went behind the trees back over there. And I got both of them on film, but they're just really big, bright lights. They didn't do anything really crazy. I like the ones that power up or make turns or because people go, well, that's just a big light in the sky, or that's a space station, even though we know when and where the space station and other satellites are. But, you get that kind of nonsense, unless you've been out here yourself, and then you get to see, what's really going on.
See the big power ups that are bigger, brighter than the moon. Yeah, that's the space station. And then it fades away after like 5 seconds. Yeah, that's
Yeah, exactly. But they always have reasons. Oh. Hey, would you be into taking any calls, or we can see if we can get some?
Yeah, we could take some calls for sure.
Hopefully Doug is listening to the show, so if you want to call in, everybody, you've got the numbers there. I think it's I lost my numbers. But I'm having to move around. I'm on the road and moving around right now doing these radio shows. And soon I'll be back in my studio and have everything together down there. But those of you that know the call-in numbers, feel free to call in. I think it's 888. Oh, heck, don't quote me on it.
don't give a wrong number and people are just calling.
I don't even know if Doug's listening. Hey, Doug, are you out there? Doug's running the studio. Hopefully, he can put the numbers up and bring in the callers. But anyway, we can just keep going if that doesn't come up. But there's, speaking of sky watches, I've got to tell you this. I have been here 30 years. I'm kind of dating myself. I've been here at the ranch for 30 years. And I have never seen the sky like it is right now. And we've got the Pleiades and the Orion system right above our house, right above the house. The dipper is way the heck over to the right side. And I have never in 30 years seen there's, and then I went on the internet and searched, and they're saying we're going through a 25 degree wobble or pole shift or something. But I mean, it's undeniable. The stars are not where they should be. And you know, and I said, hey, check it out. What's wrong with this picture? And they go, oh my God, you know, it's out there with people. And they go, oh my God, that this is so weird. And I go, yeah. You know, Orion's Belt and the Pleiades, right above the house. They've always been way back in the east. You know, they've never been right above the house. And yeah, these things move, and there are precessions of the equinox. We know that. But this is huge. This is a big wobble that's going on right now. You know, so
would it be? I would be interested in tracking the sun as well. Would it be a wobble where the whole solar system itself kind of? So then the constellations above us would be different.
Yeah, we've got. Let me give the numbers. I just got the number. It's 888-627-6008, and that's the call in number. We've got a couple calls already on the line, so let's bring them in. Okay, we've got Lon on line three. So Lon, are you with us? Let's see if we can bring Lon on.
Yes. Yeah,
hey, welcome to the show.
I really enjoy listening to your stuff. I called in a couple times before, and I always listen to you out there. It's really interesting, the things you guys are talking about, and I kind of, pay attention to that. I watch a lot of Gaia TV stuff, too. And then that kind of fleshes out things too. It's really interesting. So,
do you have a question for Jordan or myself?
Well, you were talking about the global reset stuff, and I've had friends that have been into that too. And you're saying it's getting pretty close.
Actually, it's done. It was done a couple days ago. Everything was signed off, but. We're not supposed to talk about that, so you didn't hear that from me.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. A friend of mine was saying, here, take a look at one of these Zimbabwe, you know, 100 trillion notes or whatever like that. And I've been watching it on eBay, and it went from like $60 to like $175 to buy that. And they said that, you know, that's the one that you want to get and whatever. And I'm going, like you, I kind of said, okay, how is this going to happen then? I'm ready for it, but that was kind of the question, is like, you know, when, you know, anything that you guys can say to, you know, that we could like prepare for that, you know, it's like, you know, buy gold or buy this note or anything like that.
Nothing's verified right now with the people I know as far as when or even if that the dinars or the zims or whatever are going to be cashed in or how that's going to happen. I know how they would like to see it happen, and that's been laid out, but I haven't been able to verify that end of it. I have verified that they have printed new money. You know, there's a new treasury department, and there's treasury notes, and they call it the rainbow currency. And it's actually in some banks right now. They're going to be releasing it really soon. That's all happening, and we're on the gold standard, and there's been a big, you know, playing field's been leveled, you know, with a lot of other countries. So that's all done, and that's all going to roll out. I don't know exactly when. I haven't been getting, you know, from my sources, which are very high they're saying the same thing. They're saying, not sure. They're not sure exactly when this is going to happen, but they are saying it's going to happen. So that's good news. They're still saying it's a possibility, but I can't verify
it. Can't stay the way it is. Yeah. Well, that type of thing, you know,
but the one thing I did tell people is there's no way they're going to release that kind of money into the hands of the dark arts. They have to take care of that. There has to be a roundup before that can happen. And people, really upset for me saying that, but it's the way of the universe. Sorry, you know, it's the way. There's bigger beings involved in this than just the people on the ground. You know, there's some higher dimensional beings, and they have universal law, and they have rules they go by.
Right, and it's really interesting, you know, as this plays forward and stuff, because, you know, fears and stuff, it's like, you know, I'm on a pension and this stuff, you know, what's going to happen to these funds and you know, yeah. that type of thing, too.
Well, hopefully it'll roll out one-to-one. If you have electronic money or money in the bank, hopefully it'll just roll out, you know, one-to-one. And so that's what they're shooting for. But, you know, there's all these little tricks that the cabal keep throwing red flags in there. But I think they're done. They've got them isolated, you know. But anyway, I've got about six other callers on the line. So I've got to bring some other ones on. So, you know, thanks a lot for calling, Lon.
Well, thanks, James. Thanks, Jordan. And talk to you later.
Let's bring Shelley on. Shelley on line two.
Hey, you guys. Hi, James. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Jordan, I'm the crazy woman that ran up to you last week at the Leveling Up Quantum Healing Field event, and it's just been bugging me. I think I really freaked you out and kind of scared you, but I think that you're doing a great job, and I was so excited to meet you last weekend, and I just,
oh, no.
You guys are amazing.
I was going through a lot of stuff because I just, of course, I was right after finding out my channel got taken down and all that jazz. So,
I know. I went back and I sat down with my friend and I said, you know, I just did a really bad thing. I think I really scared him. And I think last week you seemed to be really a little bit on edge in a way because of everything that had happened, which is totally understandable. But you're sounding much better. I watched a couple of your YouTubes within the last couple of days, and you seem more comfortable and confident, and I'm really proud
getting
of
over
you.
That, getting over that hump, finding the positives out now. Because really
I'm so glad.
Did you have any questions, Shelley? Did you have any questions for us?
No, I just want to tell you I really like you guys. So keep it up.
Great.
Talk to you again.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, we've got Diane on line three. Diane, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome
to
the show.
Thank you. First, I just wanted to say, James, thank you so much for confirming. I have heard some stories about people going to Gitmo, and I've heard plane stories going there and stuff. And so it's really awesome to hear some more confirmation that they actually have prisoners headed that way.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks. And then I wanted to ask, what is each of your opinion on, we're hearing a lot of stories that the event, whatever kind of energy wave that would be, mm-hmm. is going to happen this month. And I wanted to know what each one of you thought that probably was going to look like.
I tell you what, we've looked extensively into that. We're still looking into it. And I know there's a lot of people putting out information on the internet about it. There's two things going on. One, the roundup is happening as we speak. And then the wave that's going to come through is to help chill out the after effects of that roundup. And that's coming in on the 24th. So there's already energy here now coming in, but this wave of energy is going to come through. I don't see it as being as crazy as people are saying. It's more of a divine, feminine, chill out, loving energy. It's a different type of energy. The Pleiadians are very much involved in it. And so, you know, I don't see the grid going down and planes dropping out of the sky and ships beaming people on. I mean, that may happen in the future, but right now I'm not seeing that. But there is a very large wave of energy coming through. And it's kind of connected, like the central sun is connected to all the other suns. There's like these portals that go to each sun, and the suns are connected to the planets. There's actually a field of energy going from the sun. It's like a tube that's surrounding the planets. And so whatever happens at the source or the central sun, whatever happens there and comes down the pike and goes to the other suns, it's going to happen everywhere. And we're also going through a highly energized place in space. So, we are going to have some major events happening. But right now, unless something changes, right now what they're telling us is there is a big shift. Astrologically, it's lined up for that. And we are going to go through a big shift. But I've always felt there's going to be a series of shifts until we hit the critical mass, you know, and then we'll have the event. But I don't really feel it's the event. I could be wrong, but that's what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, and when I look out at the global consciousness right now, society's awareness, I don't feel like we're near that quite yet. And these energy waves coming in, I think they're going to be a lot more subconscious. They're going to be at a much more quantum level than we are able to perceive. And for it to be, like James is saying, the event, the solar flash that kind of rips us all into that new dimension or whatnot, I think that's still, you know, maybe even a couple years off. We don't, of course, like to throw dates or exact estimates out there, but I think there's some work that needs to be done before we're able to get that to happen.
I know they've been pulling we've started a pole shift, a pretty big one, and they've pulled it back a couple times already. And right now we're about 25 degrees off. If you go out and look at the sky, you're going, wait a second, you know, what's going on here? And you know, you got to realize some of these ships would blot out your entire eastern sky. They are massive, especially the Andromedan ships. And it's not a problem for them to both shield or, you know, dink around with the planet. You know, they've been doing batting practice on asteroids for a long time. And that's why we haven't been, you know, hit by anything big.
Right. I believe that too. So you think that the pole shift is what's causing the stars to be in strange places?
It's either the shift or the wobble. I mean, there's a physical wobble going on, and you almost have to go to another country to find out what's really going on, because we're not going to hear it from our guys. But there's definitely things are not where they should be in the sky right now. You know, it's very obvious, and and the moon is both set, right? Yeah, in different places right now.
Yeah, that's real obvious. I'm out looking at the stars all the time. We have a lot of clear skies around here. And I'm going, well, that's really different. Nice to see the ships. I'm hoping that, you know, at least that's the piece that stays static for me, is that the ships are out there.
All right.
Thanks so much. Appreciate hearing from both of you.
I think we can get one more quick caller. So maybe we can bring Rick in on line 4.
Oh, thank you.
Or 5, whichever one. We have got him on both lines here. Hey, Rick, welcome to the show.
Hello. Man, I've been trying to track you down, Brother James.
Good luck.
Listen, I'm from Florida. I'm from Florida. And unlike you guys, you're looking at UFOs at night. I did something rather differently. I started taking pictures of the sun. That developed into taking videos. And then something caught my eye, a flash of flicker. And I started this process of playing and pausing real quick on the Samsung. Samsungs are great on the camera pixels. And you go play, pause, play, pause real quick. And you capture things. I thought, man, this is cool. You'll see UFO ships all around that sun. And you can catch them at different locations if you go quick enough the same ship. I've seen some case and others. I got it all on video, but the biggest thing I'm driving at here is in July 1st, I was taking a video of the sun because there was a blue ray that appeared. I thought it was the sun. And it came on and it intensified and had a white light inside of this blue ray. And then it faded out. And then at the 13-second mark, something darted overhead. I saw it out of my peripheral, and I saw it with one eye out of the camera, and I thought, well, maybe that's a bird. I'll look at it in a little while. And then the blue ray light came back on, intensified, and then faded out again. And I went back and reviewed this, and I thought, what? What's that thing that flew overhead? And I was able to capture it doing that screenshot, play, pause, play, pause. It took me about 20 minutes because there's only one, I want to call it a frame, I'm old school, one digit, whatever, there's only one. And it doesn't show the complete body of this thing, but it's a bird. It looks like a bird, and it's got a long, narrow body in the front. Beak looks rather orange, hard to distinguish because the feathers, the wings are, you can't miss these. You can zoom in. I sent it to you on email at ufojamesgeorge.net.
On
February 7th. I got all the screenshots, the video I had to put on YouTube in my private library to be able to send it. It's untouched, and you can do that play pause on that thing as well, I noticed. But the blue thing, but even more so than that, above the clouds was this mothership, I'm calling it. It looks like a horseshoe-shaped, bright, goldish, clearly, it looks like two bananas at first, but you zoom in, you can see it's a horseshoe-shaped thing, craft. And then 7 months later, just a few weeks ago, I decided to comb through that again and play pause, see if there's anything I missed. There was a couple of things, but I decided to look at the light and see where it went. There's a backside of this light, like the backside of it, like, you know, when you shoot something out of a bazooka, you got that backlash behind you.
Yeah,
this has a
blue
beam behind it, too, but it only goes so far. But the front end of it, I started following it. And I was in the backyard behind the gate, balancing my phone on the gate, looking upward, and you see the roof line to my left. So you see the eaves of the house. And then I follow this blue beam all the way down. It comes down in front of the trees in the front yard, between the trees in the front yard and me. I thought, what? And I kept tracking it, and I got all the way down to the house where it's looking like it's coming to the patio door right in front of this gate. And I thought, I can't see well enough. Took another screenshot, and I lightened it. And I thought, that thing's coming right in front of me. And I thought, this is amazing. I thought, this
that
is
happens.
Clear color daylight photos here. Untouched.
Yeah, you got to send it to Gorge. It's GORGE.net. If you send it to George.net, I mean .org, sorry, I won't get it. A lot of people make that mistake. They send photos .org. I'm
I'll
sorry.
Look it again.
Send it to GORGE, like UFO James at
GORGE.org.
And I'll get it.
I got it off your website, James.
We're out of time, Rick. We hit the end of the hour here, so I've got to sign off.
I'd love for you to review that and tell me what it is, brother, because I'm real anxious to know. I know I'll see them again. I had a premonition. This is like a prelude.
Yeah.
I do the crazy stuff. I was in Afghanistan 2 years. I'm all over this stuff, brother. You are right on target with everything. And thank you, guys, both of you. I follow both of you on YouTube.
Great.
Thank you.
We're out of time, Jordan. Is there any final announcements, or you want to tell us where the best way people can find you?
The best way to find me is at on YouTube.
Yes.
Destroying the Illusion 2.0. You can go to my website, destroyingtheillusion.com, and you can find me there, or Twitter, Facebook as well. You can just search either my name, Jordan Stacer, or Destroying the Illusion.
Great. Well, looking forward to this summer and maybe sooner if you come out, maybe that John Vivanco's workshop, that's going to be amazing with the remote viewing. And anyway, thanks for coming on the show and keep up the good work and keep getting that message out there. You know, we need you and others like you to keep hammering away and bringing the truth out where, you know, in this world full of lies we're in right now, it's definitely a necessary adventure.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on, James.
Great. All right. It's James Gilliland signing off with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. Have a great evening. Stay in the heart. Watch the skies. And don't believe anything you hear on CNN. Good night.